results, you will also see how full quarter consolidation of Nokia and 11sports Network was reflected to our revenues. Finally, in August, we start selling our Polsat Sport premium offer, focused around top quality football. I'm happy to mention that the project is a very successful one, boosting our content rating revenues, which Maciej will refer to. Maciej, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Tobias. Indeed, Polsat Sport Premium is an exciting project. However, let's start with a standard business. The first slide shows you our viewership performance in Q3 2018. 25.1% audience share is a very strong result, especially given the quarter was still affected by the Russian Football World Cup. In Poland, this event was broadcasted on the open channels of the public broadcaster TVP and naturally attracted both viewers as well as advertisers. In case of viewership, our strong performance in August and September has compensated for a more challenging July. As a result, our quarterly viewership went up by 1.3 percentage point, which we find again as a very strong result in this particular quarter. If we turn the page to TV advertising slide, it needs to be underlined the Polish TV advertising and sponsoring market enjoyed the third consecutive quarter of a very healthy growth. 6% up is a good result, and the local TV broadcaster take advantage of this positive market momentum. As mentioned earlier, a sizable part of this growth was naturally allocated to the public channels broadcasting Football World Cup event. Nevertheless, TV Polsat also successfully grew its TV advertising and sponsorship revenue by over 4%, which I find as a sound achievement in this particular situation. As a result, our market share reached 27.6%. As I keep underlining, the performance of a TV broadcasting business needs to be monitored in a longer-term perspective in order to get rid of a short-term event. Therefore, let's turn the page. On the slide number 10, you will see our nine-month viewership is very resilient to short-term challenges. 11.5% of viewership proves that TV Polsat channel continues to be among the most popular TV station in Poland, while our growing number of thematic channels allows us to reach the combined viewership of 24.4% level. It's just in line with our long-term strategy, which targets at 23%-25% corridor. Just to conclude, let's have a look at the financial aspect of our TV advertising and sponsoring business. On a very solid market, Polsat Group grew its nine-month revenue by 7.6% year-on-year. A very strong result supported by our investment in the new thematic channels and the fast-generated synergies. As a result, our ad market share amounted to 27%, which clearly supports the financial performance of the entire group. However, ad revenues are only a part of TV business, and in this quarter, I need to provide you with an additional commentary. If you remember on our last call in August, I informed you that TV Polsat started monetizing a new midterm project related to UEFA Champions League. In August, we have launched two new Polsat Sport premium channels, fully dedicated to top-quality football. In order to prepare ourselves to this special project, we have invested in a state-of-the-art 700 sq m TV studio with a huge LED wall and augmented reality features. It looks really impressive and allows our sport team to provide our viewers with a truly unique experience. All in all, after acquiring the Polish branch of 11sports Network and launching Polsat Sport premium project, the portfolio of our sport channels grew significantly, and I believe we can claim Polsat is far the biggest provider of attractive sports content in Poland at the moment. Sport is naturally a very desired content among Polish TV viewers. Therefore, the new channels produced by Polsat are positioned as the premium ones and should contribute positively to our retail revenue in the future. Moreover, they proved to be very attractive also for other local pay TV providers who decided to buy this product from us on a wholesale basis. The outcome can be seen on the next chart. As you can see, a consolidation of 11 sports networks combined with sharing of Polsat Sport premium channels with other providers and the healthy development of the TV ad market resulted in a dynamic growth of our TV broadcasting segment in this quarter. 23% up is definitively a very strong result and shows that content business of the Frobe Polsat Group is a truly unique asset. The other side of the story is the fact that sports content is a relatively expensive one as well, which has been naturally reflected in our operating costs. Nevertheless, at the end of the day, the growing EBITDA result proves our decision to go stronger into sports was well thought out. Moreover, the execution of this plan was also very fast and effective. So, just to conclude my short presentation, another very strong quarter in TV Polsat, with a viewership exceeding 25% threshold and continued dynamic growth of TV advertising revenues. On top of that, we have initiated new prospective projects boosting our top-line growth. And as usually, a strict control of the costs allowed us to build our EBITDA result despite recognizing much higher content costs relating to our newly launched sport channels. I can sum up, Q3 2018 was a very successful quarter for TV Polsat channels. Thank you for your time, and let me return the presentation to Tobias, who has also a lot of good news for you relating to the second, still bigger, part of our business.
Thank you, Maciej, and congratulations on the excellent performance of the TV broadcasting business. Good job. However, I can say that the operating performance of our biggest business segment was also excellent in this quarter. Our base of multiplay goes up smoothly, with 20% year-on-year growth rate. As a result, in September, as many as 30% of our customers benefited from our multiplay programs. These customers used over 5 million services jointly. Why is this important? Because our internal data shows the churn ratio among our multiplay customers is definitely lower than the one among single players, and the evidence can be seen on the bottom chart. In quarter 3 2018, our blended churn declined below 8% per annum, definitely the lowest ratio reported by the Frobe Polsat ever, and I believe one of the lowest ratios in the sector. It is a really strength of our business model. If the churn is low, the total number of services gets a strong support towards further growth, and that is what you will see in the next slide. 14 million services provide makes our team really satisfied. Over the recent 12 months, our RGU base went up by well over 500,000. We do perform very well in voice segment recently, which is a combination of our successful strategy, simple and attractive tariffs, and a very low churn. Moreover, our B2B segment is also successful in upselling our customers with additional services. Sales of pay TV services also enjoy a good momentum, with the number of services provided over 5 million. This growth is the result of continued upselling of our multi-room and video online products to our DTH and mobile customers. Finally, our contact mobile internet reached 1.8 million RGUs provided. Even though this segment seems to be more and more saturated, we were successful in growing also in this quarter. If we switch to ARPU slide, I'm happy to report to you a strong improvement in our ARPU dynamics. As a result, if reporting based on currently valid accounting standards, our ARPU went up by over 4% year-on-year. This is naturally an effect of executing our multiple strategy. As you can see, our customer use an average 2.46 services each, and this ratio continues growing smoothly. However, our ARPU will be also supported by Polsat Sport Premium project that was commented by Maciej before. The demand of these premium packages among our retail customers is currently very strong, which should be supportive for ARPU in the future. Moving on to the prepaid segment, Q3 is a summer holiday period. which is usually supported for prepaid services. Hence, you can see both the subscribers and the ARPU growing slightly quarter to quarter. However, I would rather suggest it is a seasonal effect. Anyway, I believe we can claim that the performance of our prepaid segment was also strong in this quarter anyway. And last but not least, a short comment relating to Netia. The results of Netia were published a few days ago, so you probably know everything you need about it. I won't go deeply into operation details today. Anyway, I'm happy to conclude that the strategic initiatives that were commended in August focus around products, content and communication of Netia gives first results. The improvement is seen in the services provided to the Netia's own network, and we are happy to serve Netia now operational turnaround going forward. We also do support the ongoing efforts of Netia team to modernize their fixed network as fast as possible. Just to summarize my presentation, a very good operation performance in each part of our business. I think I will not surprise that it was translated into very solid financial results. Kasia will tell you more about that.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today I have the pleasure of presenting you with the very good Q3 2018 results. These quarter results are mainly the outcome of the consequent execution of multiplay strategy and the monetization of Champions League. Passing to the slides on the results. According to IFRS 15 and including full Q3 Netia results, our revenues increased by 16.3% and EBITDA by 13.4%. The effect of Netia consolidation of EBITDA is 94 million. Free cash flow has dropped to 1.5 billion annually, what corresponds to my guidance from the last quarter results. Net debt to EBITDA has decreased to 2.83 from previous quarter, when it was 291. On the next slide, you can see how the segments have contributed to revenues and EBITDA. If we exclude the consolidation of Netia, we would also see the increases in this slide in both segments and both on revenues and EBITDA. Now let's pass to the cash flow. I would like to stress 3 points here. First, CapEx to revenue ratio increased from 7.1 last quarter to 8.2 this quarter. By the end of the year, we'll probably not reach 10%, but shall be at least close to 9. We have further outflow of cash for Netia acquisition in Q3. We bought part of the shares from Carswell, and the remaining shares from Carswell were acquired on the beginning of October, so in Q4, and now we possess a 66% stake in Netia as Cyfrowy Polsat. Additionally, as you can see, we refinanced Netia's debt of approximately 300 million by our own RCF. And now passing to free cash flow, it has reached the level of 5 billion annually. Please note that by the end of the year, you can expect a slight decrease in free cash flow to the level of 1.4 billion. And now to the group debts. Our debt has dropped in the last quarter to the level of less than 10.3 billion. As I mentioned, by Q2 results, we have refinanced Netia's debt fully with our revolving facility, and Netia is now the part of Cyfrowy Polsat financing scheme. Our weighted average cost of financing is stable at the level of 3.3%. 100% of our debt is still in Polish zloty, and our debt maturing profile remains the same. Concluding, I can only confirm that these good financial results show how our multiplay strategy and monetization of Champions League work. And now to Tobias for concluding remarks.
Thank you, Kasia. To conclude our presentation, I am happy to say that quarter three was a quarter of a very strong operational performance. 14 million RGUs, high growth of ARPU, and a record low churn ratio. We have a well-diversified business model and a successful strategy that provides a sustainable development for our company. On the financial front, a very satisfactory result with a strong legacy business and a further growth resulting from the recent acquisition. But it also needs to be underlined that there is still a lot to be done in order to take full advantage of the Netia assets acquired by us this year. We are also do successfully invest into new project as described by Maciej. Polsat's premium project proves there is currently a strong demand for premium content among Polish customers, and we are perfectly in time to take advantage of this market opportunity. And even so, we are in the very beginning of November. Our marketing team are already a few steps ahead, so they are already put into Christmas season. As usually, our seasonal promotions have been prepared in order to prove that Polsat customers always enjoy the most attractive offers. Thank you very much for your attention. We will now move to the Q&A session. Operator?
Thank you. We will now start our question and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question from Vera Sutedia, Erste Bank. Madam, the floor is yours.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for the presentation. I have several questions, please. My first question is related to the postpaid pay TV net adds. I thought that it would be much stronger than the prepaid pay TV net adds. So is this actually, I mean, considering you have your premium content, the sport content, just a second. Is this actually this much higher prepaid pay TV net adds is only temporary, more a seasonality, or what is our what is your expectation in terms of the pay TV net adds going forward? That's the first question. The second question was related to page 13 on your slide. It was mentioned that the EBITDA the growth is 3% while the revenues up by 23% due to mainly the content cost. May I ask, is this actually just for the current quarters, or will we expect a much stronger EBITDA growth in the coming quarters, or this is pretty much an EBITDA neutral for the monetization of the sport content? That is my second question. And the third question is related to Netia. What is your plan related to Netia's free float? Should we expect that you will buy out the minority stake in the near future? How about Netia's fiber to the X rollout? Because as far as we know that they intend to roll out or to upgrade 100% of their network to fiber by 2020. Is this the same vision as yours, or you're going to look at it on the case-by-case basis? So that would be that the first set of my questions, please. Thank you.
So, Vera, so just to start with this pay TV RGUs, actually, you know, our postpaid RGUs are driven by three factors. It's a stable base of DTH customers, and we can confirm that it does behave stably. It's a growing number of multi-room, which you could observe also in this particular quarter. And there is a growing number of the OTTs, OTTs understood mostly as the E-Plus subscription upsold to mobile customers. And referring particularly to this quarter, in this quarter, during the summer period, during the 2 month period, we decided to test our music value-added service, which was temporarily replacing an upsell of IPLA. That's why you saw this flattish pay TV performance. However, it has nothing in common, you know, with the sales result. It was just a temporary replacement of IPLA into music value-added service. If you're asking us about prepaid, yes, in case of prepaid, indeed, it's more volatile. It's mostly related to particular sports events. So once there is something interesting in our in our pay TV video on demand service, then the customers are buying it. Therefore, it may be volatile among the quarters.
Okay. Hello, everyone. The second question will be about TV EBITDA. Yes, this was indeed a strong quarter, and we expect the fourth quarter to be strong as well. As far as the Netia case is concerned, in the Netia investment, we're going to cooperate with Netia and spot the spot-by-spot basis determine which investments shall be done by Netia, and that should be and all these investments should be done with for the mutual benefit of two companies. But if you're asking whether we support the modernization of Netia's network, absolutely yes.
But is this related to the 100% FTTX upgrade? Is basically you're going to look at that on a case-by-case basis, right, as you just mentioned?
Case-by-case.
We're going to look at that on the case-by-case basis.
Okay, and related to your previous answer, the EBITDA from the broadcasting and TV production, because the growth is the 3% growth and the margin is declining by 4 percentage points, should we expect this is going forward to be applicable, or is actually just in the quarter and we expect EBITDA growth to accelerate in the coming quarters?
In TV, we do not expect the EBITDA growth to accelerate very very quickly, because you know it's also the cost of programming that we're having.
But it's also important that for coming quarters there will be different structure of our income and cost, because we just invested in premium pay TV segment as 11 sport network channels and Polsat Sport Premium. So with Polsat Sport Premium channels, there is like there are the costs of Champions League and the Europa League rights. And with 11, it's also premium content, because there is like Spanish League, Italy League, so Serie A, and other sports, so the structure will be different. So EBITDA margin in percentage points can be different, but in terms of volume, we expect very strong EBITDA for fourth quarter.
Okay. Related to the Netia question, the plan on the free float, please.
As far as the Netia free float is concerned, we do not have decision about the buyout of the 34% of Netia, but we do not exclude such a possibility. So we haven't made the decision yet.
Is there any timeline by when you would decide?
No.
Okay, and I have a further set of questions, please. Is now related more general. Would you mind to update us on the competitive landscape? How do you see the current competition landscape, especially in the fixed mobile convergence area? I mean, Orange is upgrading the fiber to fiber and also actively pushing bundled products. I mean, you have definitely content, which is a difference compared to Orange. But how do you see the current competition landscape? Is it getting more intensive, or do you see things differently? And related to this is also the potential consolidation in the market. As today's news, you see that Vectra and Multimedia Polska canceled the merger plan. And do you see further consolidation? Will you take part in it? And what's your view on this respect, please?
Okay, so to be honest, as we mentioned, quarter by quarter, even if we when we acquired Netia, to be honest, we focus on our multi-play strategy. This is the most important part because that's what we believe. We have control over all key assets just to execute multi-play strategy. So in fact, when we acquired Netia, it was our missing puzzle in a fiber optic internet arm, and that's what we bought, and that's what fulfill our long-term strategy. In fact, we, as a TV Polsat, we control over key content, which we believe is very important for selling all the services. We have like DTH operation with Cyfrowy Polsat with 3.5 million customers. We have IPLA operation, which is OTT service, and it's dynamically growing in terms of TV, VOD, and live transmission. Then we have high-speed internet based on Polkomtel frequencies, so LTE, which we deliver in as a mobile internet and high-speed home internet based on radio. And now we execute the strategy, fulfilling the strategy with the stationary internet, fiber optic, Netia. So in fact, to be honest, we focus on our multi-play strategy with our smart dome offering, so it's smart house offering. And as you can observe on our KPIs, which we presented today and Tobias has presented today, these are great KPIs. So we grow in every segment. Our multi-play services grew quarter to quarter, almost 300,000 customers. So that's what we would like to organically develop for the future. And we believe that we have under one roof, so in Cyfrowy Polsat company, all the key assets just to build effective strategies. So to be honest, competition is for us important, but we focus on ourselves and our strategy just to execute it and communicate with customers, because our offer as a complex offer, we believe, is the best one on the market.
Thank you for the explanations. If I have may I have further question, please? And this time is actually related to CapEx and 5G. I mean, of course, in Poland, we still have some years to come because still the 700 megahertz is not really free, and the harmonization with other neighboring countries are not yet finalized. But if you could maybe give a bit of an update, what is your expectation regarding the spectrum investment? Are you committed to invest in spectrum? And how about the network deployments? Are your 4G base stations are already 5G upgradable? And we are basically looking potential cash flow compression because of this 5G transition.
Okay, as 5G is concerned, first of all, we do not have one stable commitment from the regulator. They change dates, they comment differently on that. We know they have problems with clearing it technically with Russia. We know they haven't even started, you know, preparing for technically for 5G. So once there will be something that is more concrete, then we'll be talking about any plans we could have had.
And is your 4G base station or 5G upgradable generally, or?
This is the technical aspect. Depending on which frequency you're doing 5G, you need a different density of the station. So we're not talking about only about technical equipment being upgradable, we're also talking about the density of the network. So we're very far from these technical discussions because we don't have the legal problems. I mean, I'm talking the country and the regulator, doesn't even have the first legal problems solved out.
Mm-hmm. And if I may ask regarding Sferia, this 800 megahertz, what is the latest status on this one?
At the moment, we're not commenting on Sferia and on 800 megahertz because whatever answer we would have given, it could have been costogenic. So we don't comment on Sferia and 800 megahertz.
Is there any deadline? When do you complete the negotiations? By the end of this year, I assume, or?
There is not fixed deadline to things like that.
Okay, thank you very much for all the answers. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no other question at this moment. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Okay, so if there have nobody more in questions, so thank you very much and see you next time and the new year. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participating. You may now disconnect.